ladies and gentlemen, lovers of Texas and of liberty, it's time for the show that celebrates the spirit of Alamo. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, Texas political swami, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is Pratt on Texas. Subscribe free to all the shows, interviews, and more at PrattOnTexas.com, and share the links as much as you can. This won't work unless you share it to lots of people. Coming up on Pratt on Texas, today is the day Colonel Travis wrote his Liberty or Death letter from the Alamo, we remember. House District 68 has a new state rep. The election was yesterday. The late Ron Wright's wife files to run for the congressional seat. He just gave up through death. Abbott to give statewide address on ERCOT mess tonight. Border and legislative news and much on blacklisting and cancel culture. Sadly now, yet another thing I'm expert in. Ugh, don't like it. Well, my friends, honoring Texas and the struggle for liberty is among the single most important things on this show. 2 days after Santa Anna's advance arrived in San Antonio and brought enough some folks were already at the Alamo holding out, Colonel Travis, others. And my friends, this is the day, February 24th, 1836, that William Barrett Travis' letter from the Alamo, which should be for a free-loving people, studied and remembered for eternity, as long as we're still here on Earth. This is the day that letter was written and dispatched to San Felipe by express from the commandancy of the Alamo. And sadly, we can't bring you the beautiful Brian Burns song via podcast, but I've got a link to it in the description today so that you can go online and listen to that beautiful rendition that Brian Burns does. And here's how it read. To the people of Texas and all Americans in the world, fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment of cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion. Otherwise, the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call upon you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. The enemy is receiving reinforcements daily and will no doubt increase to 3,000 or 4,000 in 4 or 5 days. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his own honor and that of his country. Victory or death. William Barrett Travis, Lieutenant Colonel, Commandant. And we've got people all around us today that won't even fight over being told to wear a mask or stay home or whatever. It's disgusting how much we've lost our love of liberty. We remember Colonel William Barrett Travis, who pretty well knew the odds of getting reinforcements were low. And these men pretty well knew. They hoped they were going to win. They hoped something would happen. But they knew very well that this could be their last moments on Earth. But they fought for liberty. Gosh, now we can't even be bothered to go to vote. By the way, speaking of great Americans, in 1885, Chester Nimitz was born in Fredericksburg, of course, Admiral, the leader for Allied forces in the Pacific during World War II. And if you've never been to the Museum of the Pacific in Fredericksburg, it is one of the best in this country. Don't go thinking you're going to go in a couple of hours or 3 hours. Even if you're normally fast like me, you can take 2 days there. But just the main building, you need to go before lunch, work all day through it because it's incredible in Fredericksburg. Well, my friends, congratulations go out. New state rep for House District 68 to replace Drew Springer in the House now that he's over in the east side of the Capitol in the Senate. David Spiller won by about 2-1. It was, what was the percentage? 62%, almost 63% to 37%. Greg Carter didn't get to do as much campaigning as he should. They have serious deaths in the family from a car wreck and a child in the hospital. But David Spiller, I think from Jacksboro, if I remember right, going off memory, has won that race. And congratulations to, I guess, now Representative David Spiller. We'll try to get to know him a little bit later. Governor Abbott has set a special election for Texas 6. That's the 6th congressional district that includes parts of Ellis, Navarro, and Tarrant counties, so centered around Fort Worth. Congressman Ron White passed away from cancer, I believe. And the news today is, this afternoon, is that once again we see one of these cases where the spouse is running to replace the other. Susan Wright. I have nothing against Susan Wright. Maybe she's the best candidate. I've always found this, when these Democrats have done it for Senate, for House, I've always found this, I don't know, there's something, it bothers me deeply. It's sort of like the Bush dynasty or something like that. I don't know. She may be the best. She's conservative. Ron was conservative, so we'll see. She might be fabulous in it. But, I mean, she's been involved. Let's remember. She was nominated to be committee woman for the Texas GOP State Republican Executive Committee and won in 2017. She's been out working for the party. She's not somebody that's not been on the front lines like we've seen in a lot of these cases. I don't know why it bothers me so much. But anyway, the special election has been set by the governor for Saturday, May 1st. So the big commie holiday, May 1st, May Day around the world. And Durant dancing around the maypole. Governor to deliver a statewide address this evening. I'm recording this on the 23rd. Excuse me, it's not the 23rd, dummy. The 24th. Wednesday, the 24th of February, Governor will deliver a statewide address at 6.02 p.m., doing it at that time so it can go live in the local news broadcasts on your television station, so you might want to turn over and watch. It'll be more grandstanding about how we're going to get all this stuff done. And by the way, it's getting done with the Texas Association of Broadcasters, of which I'm a member. And Governor Abbott released a statement on the resignation of a bunch of the ERCOT board people. He says ERCOT failed to do their job and all that. I'm not sure. They kept the grid from collapsing. The more you study this, I know everybody's angry, but and there may have been some problems. I just don't forget. Nobody else is reminding you. The Democrats didn't want anybody to be out doing anything. The inspection list this year was mostly about winterization, and it's not random. It's people they've had problems with, and they ended up, because of the COVID restrictions, doing the inspections what they called virtually, which meant, if you read about that, it meant that the agencies that should have been inspected, the companies, simply filled out papers and sent them in. So yeah, they're going to try to forget all that. But you need to go listen to our special. By the way, some of that audio at some point went corrupted where you couldn't hear our expert, Ross Ayton, in that interview. It was good in the beginning. Well, that got fixed yesterday. So if you went to that show from last week, I think the interview and the rest of the show's on the grid collapse. It's about 7 or 8 minutes in after I begin, and it's for the rest of the show. That from the 18th. It also says in-depth on the Texas rolling blackouts. That audio's fixed, and it is fabulous. You'll understand what happened. There are really two issues, policy on this, on capacity market, and then policy on the this wind stuff and all the wind and solar. Drew Springer, now Senator Springer, introduced a bill to reform the ERCOT board. Everybody's standing up on this. He filed SB 743 as one step. We'll try to talk to Drew about that at some point coming up. A lot of people doing everything, as I've said. Everybody's grandstanding. Oh, what I'm going to do. Neither of the issues that led to this are new. The winter storms has nothing to do with climate change. This goes back as long as you want to look. Every 9 to 12 years, we have one of these massive cold spikes. Goes back in my lifetime, every 10 years or so. This stuff happens. And again, it's just going to be what you're willing to pay for something that only happens once every 10 years. But the fact is, the other two issues, the renewables on the grid, they've pushed and pushed, even though now the same Republicans like Abbott are jumping up and down. Oh, we got to fix this. He's been a big bragger on all this wind energy. And then the other issues, the capacity market thing, this has been out there. It's been debated by politicians for many legislative sessions. It's been out there. There is nothing new here. So just don't be fooled by all the jumping up and down and grandstanding over the issue. I'm just telling you. Don't let them fool you. A group of mayors in Texas, 16 mayors are demanding an investigation of ERCOT. You know, these are people that just think they're self-important and it's stupid. A 6th director resigned from ERCOT. Okay, fine. I mean, it's going to get investigated anyway. We don't need the mayors jumping up and down about it. Oh, and get this. ERCOT board meeting last week included a joke about cowboy boots in less than 40 seconds of storm talk. Well, okay, they didn't need to talk about it. Is that, you can't make a joke anymore either. This is our whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. Back in a moment on Pride on Texas.
Stay in the saddle. Pride on Texas will be right back.
Founded by local resident Chase Powell, Lubbock Web Guys has been providing custom websites and digital marketing solutions for the West Texas community for over 15 years. Specializing in custom websites, Google My Business optimization, search engine optimization, pay-per-click campaigns, and content creation, they build websites that build local business. If you want to have your website hosted by a professional that's not some big leftist corporation, you've got an option in the Lubbock area, LubbockWebGuy.com. LubbockWebGuy.com.
You've never been one to look back or tolerate excuses, and you won't start now. A new year is dawning, a fresh start, and together we'll do what only Texas can, lead the way for the world. So here's to the entrepreneurs and to 2021, the year of the comeback. Vista Bank, entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
Visit RaiderRedMeats.com to see specials and promotions on the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Not only do we beef up with Raider Red Meats, Isabel and I love their sausage, especially that with the cheese and Hatch green chili in it, and their spicy barbecue sauce has become a favorite. Some Raider Red Meats products available in select United supermarkets. Ask at the meat counter. Raider Red Meats does sell the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Learn more at RaiderRedMeats.com or visit their Texas Tech campus store in Lubbock, where we shop.
We're back with more Pride on Texas. Join the Pride on Texas Listener Club at PrideOnTexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back. Lieutenant Governor Patrick put out this list late yesterday of 31 top priorities for the session. Now, look, we've been moving conservative legislation and reform legislation through the Senate ever since Dan Patrick's been the Lieutenant Governor. The problem is it's all been dying over there in the House, which, of course, is historically a big reversal. But nevertheless, he's got a lot of bills he put out. It's a pretty good list of things. He's got them divided under subject area. Of course, ERCOT reform under a safe and secure Texas, power grid stability, statewide broadband access. That's still one I have some real problem with. Election and ballot security. They're serious about that in the Senate. A bunch of other stuff. Bail reform, which we definitely need to put the stop to what some of these local jurisdictions are doing. A Charter School Equity Act, law enforcement transparency, stop local police defunding. Under life, liberty, and conservative values, the heartbeat bill and the abortion ban trigger, that's very good pro-life stuff. He's got his own Star Spangled Banner Protection Act. Protecting free speech on social media, not sure what the state can do, but maybe so. Family nursing home visitation rights. This is important. It's come out of this lockdown stuff. Fair sports for women and girls. This is to keep the transgender, transsexual, the whatever, the boys pretending to be women from going in and playing the women's sports. Anyway, a lot of stuff. Stopping corporate gun boycotts. Under taxpayer stuff, they've got stopping taxpayer-funded lobbying. It's not the top item. Well, the top item is state budget, Pandemic Liability Protection Act, and stuff like that. It's a good list, and you can talk about it all day. And the lieutenant governor deserves praise because he's not just talking. He's been delivering out of the Senate since he became lieutenant governor. The frustration for all the rest of us that have actually been at this our whole lives and not just an employee of a, you know, some media station as a young kid and never done anything— some of us have been working on this stuff since the 1980s. We've been out there since the Republicans took control, working full-throated at it and hard, giving our time and money, and we're sick of stuff dying in the House. You know, we worked so hard to gain the majority in both houses of the legislature. Dewhurst was good when he started, and then all of a sudden he went all insider. Dan Patrick, yeah, once in a while Dan says some things I don't agree with, but he's been a leader. He's moved the conservative agenda, and the majority of senators now, that senator out of Amarillo, Kel Seliger, he's a big lib. He doesn't help us with much. Once in a while he does, but most of the other senators have been very good, the GOP senators, and in moving conservative agenda. So, yeah, he's got this big, long list. Yeah, you'd have to pare that thing down to about 10% of it, maybe three items or four items to get it through the House. because they seem just completely dedicated to killing conservative agenda items. Even when they get good bills, they could just pass cleanly through from the Senate. There's too many of these fake Republican moderates with chairmanships that always screw it up. Speaking of the legislature, you know, the biggest thing you're going to hear when we get late in the year, you're going to hear nothing but gerrymandering. And by the way, you can say it gerrymandering. Ronald Reagan knew how to say it. It's Governor Gary. It was who it was named after, a governor, Governor Gary. It's gerrymandering. You're going to hear nothing about it. Oh, Republicans cheat. I mean, all you're going to hear about it. So Republicans cheating. They're blah, blah, blah. And typical. They'll be in court and all that after the session. It might have to wait to a special session. Who knows? But this is your typical way the Democrats treat everything. Big piece in the Washington Free Beacon. Pelosi, who claims to oppose gerrymandering, funnels $300,000 to a Democratic gerrymandering group. Never be fooled. The Democrats created gerrymandering. They are the experts at it. They did it in Texas until they lost control. I mean, they really screwed up Northwest Texas, splitting Lubbock, Amarillo, and other cities into multiple congressional districts, all to try to hold on to those seats. Remember Bill Sarpolis? They're experts at gerrymandering. It's all talk. Oh, gerrymandering's bad. And of course, they're know-nothing and know-something collaborators in the editorial boards and media always get this stuff wrong across the state. And they go with the left-wing propaganda. The fact is, the Democrats just want to be, they want to change the districts so they can be in control and then they can gerrymander it. Pelosi says she opposes gerrymandering, but she's given big, big money to one of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which exists for no other reason than gerrymandering on behalf of Democrats. State Representative Burroughs of Lubbock introduced a bill to honor one of my dear friends and a man we lost this year, and that's Judge Ruben Reyes, District Judge. Ruben had, chaired all kinds of things. He even vice chair of the Texas Commission on Judicial Conduct. He nationally well known. He was a great, great man and a great friend, and it's so bad to lose him, but I'm glad to see Burroughs has filed a bill to honor Ruben in the House. And then, of course, there was this piece, and it's sort of like, yeah, okay, what else is new? This is a Fox News piece nationally. Democrats seek to capitalize off Texas storm devastation. And this time we get to listen to the even crazier people like Chuck Schumer. Governor Abbott thought Texas could run an electrical grid that ignored the climate crisis. What the hell is he talking about? What climate crisis? It was not resilient. Actually, it was. We kept it up. The biggest problem was that we lost so much generating capacity. And a hell of a lot of that came from his damn renewable crap. Big, big part of it. And Beto O'Rourke saying the Republicans failed us. And of course, in this story, you got some guy in New Jersey, a committee chairman of the House, Frank Pallone or Pallone, said the committee's going to investigate Texas crisis further, see what action we have to take. Well, they can't do anything about the ERCOT grid because it's not in the federal. That's why we want it that way. And they say, and he said, it underscores the importance of prioritizing clean and resilient energy. Blake, I almost said it. You stupid moron. That was the problem. There's no solar when it's clouded over, and there were no windmills because they froze, you stupid morons. But see, this is what they want. More government. Oh, government failed. Regulators failed. So we need 10 times more bureaucrats so more people can make mistakes or not get the job done. And we need more of the stuff that didn't work. You got Ed Markey, Senator from Massachusetts, going on this stuff, Ken. It's about climate. It's about the weather, you moron. And we have these cold snaps every 9 to 11, 12 years, going back all the way through the record. Even the Texas Democratic Party saying their efforts are so different than Republicans. Republicans wanted everybody to die, freeze to death. Never ends, does it? Never ends. How about this? Officials in Williamson County man found with bombs threatened to kill himself. He forced a neighborhood evacuation yesterday, threatened to kill law enforcement and commit suicide after he had been served divorce papers. Poor guy was just really messed up. 47 years old, charged with making terroristic threats. They did find homemade bombs in his house. And how about this for not a good story? Texas DPS troopers booked into Nueces County Jail. That's Corpus Christi. Been charged on several things. They posted bond after they booked in the Nueces County Jail yesterday. Marco Everett, 43, was arrested and charged with multiple counts of tampering with government records and official oppression and unlawful restraint. Holly Thomas was arrested and charged with three counts of official oppression and unlawful restraint. A grand jury investigated these DPS troopers and indicted them. Not good, that from the Corpus Christi Caller Times. Over $1 million in estimated damages from a fire at some apartments in Wichita Falls. Terrible. Big at the Summit Apartments. Had a big fire there. A judge, I'll get to that in a moment. The that big BNSF, the big Santa Fe train fire near Cameron is pretty much extinguished now. They let it burn out. You know, the train collided with a truck near Cameron. It was the train had coal and gasoline, and boy, what a fireball. And big fire there. It's outside of town. Nobody died in this deal, and they let it burn out. Big pictures, really cool pictures from there. SpaceX has now delayed the launch of serial number 910. If you were waiting to have that, no launch today. They're going to change an engine out. They've also delayed all launches of the Falcon 9 while they investigate that failed booster landing. The landing didn't work right the other day. We're so used to these coming back. You know, a few years ago, this was considered fantasy. Nobody can do it. They do it all the time. They had a failure on this last Starlink satellite launch and had a failure on the landing, so they've paused everything to really go through and look at that. And Firefly gets another launch contract. They haven't launched anything yet, but they've got an Alpha rocket they expect to launch this spring. And General Atomics wants a little Earth Science or satellite put up in 22. Firefly is based in Texas, another rocket company, small sat rocket company based in Texas. Some good news, a federal judge has indefinitely banned Joe Biden's blocking of deportation. So that's a good thing. Federal Judge Drew Tipton issued that order. And they're putting the kids back in the cages, too, like Obama did after criticizing Trump. Wow. Back in a moment, my friends.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
You know I love my Green Mountain Grills pellet smoker, and many of my listeners do, too. They write and call to tell us. One thing to remember about the family-owned Green Mountain Grills crew, they don't stand still. They hustle to make improvements and upgrades. For example, many of the great upgrades in the Prime lineup came from customers, both backyard smoking kings to award-winning pitmasters from coast to coast. See the ever-improving lineup of Green Mountain Grills along with quality made-to-fit accessories at greenmountaingrills.com. Find your local dealer at greenmountaingrills.com, too. Your local dealer can get you the quality accessories you need, like the very popular custom pizza oven that integrates with your pellet smoker's firebox. Every owner should have a thermal blanket on their Green Mountain Grill and a proper grill cover made to fit perfectly to protect your pellet smoker from the elements. See the ever-improving lineup of Green Mountain Grills along with quality made-to-fit accessories at greenmountaingrills.com.
Smell the smoke.
You gotta stop by before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Have termites? Gafford Pest Control uses the patented Termidor HP injection system. No manual trenching required. For years and years, the proven Termidor system has affordably delivered 100% termite control. Using Termidor HP, Gafford Pest Control can control your termite problem with precise application and no trenching. Take control of your termites. Call Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292.
I've told you about my wonderful experience with Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in dental care in Costa Rica. Not only was it among the most positive experiences and best dental work I've experienced, my trip to Costa Rica, one of the hottest tourist destinations on the planet, included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and even a private driver, and the entire bill, total spending, was less than half of the best quote I got at home, a quote that was for much less dental work than I obtained from Dr. Zuniga. A couple from Lubbock now knows what I mean. They wrote to say, "We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but for my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know." If you have big dental needs and challenges, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com.
Liberty is hard, which means putting up with things you may find objectionable. Now here's a man the enemies of liberty object to. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, no matter whether you're blessed to live in the great state of Texas or you live somewhere else in these United States or disunited states or you live in Western Europe, wherever you may be living at the time, one of the greatest challenges to the freedom of all people and to the very bedrock of Western civilization at the moment is what our friend Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com calls blacklisting of Americans. And he likes the term blacklisted. He doesn't like the term cancel or cancel culture simply because it's a pop term that's new. And he said that using blacklisted, for at least for people of his generation and those who went through, who were in industries deeply affected by the McCarthy era, he says that the word blacklisted or blackballed demonstrates the real horror of this. Well, it's happened to me, the cancel culture. It's happening to people everywhere in every place. For example, LifeSite News, an extraordinarily mainstream within Christianity and pro-life news. I mean, this is a major site with paid journalists. They do a great job. They were blacklisted by Google's YouTube February 10th. Without warning, had all their videos removed, and there were hundreds and hundreds of them. Now, fortunately, they were prepared and were already up on some other site and had everything backed up. Google simply says that, they repeatedly violated the COVID-19 misinformation policy, which means if you say anything that differs from what the World Health Organization says, it's prohibited. And they said that. And Bob Zimmerman, our friend of BehindTheBlack.com, said, in other words, the only medical opinions allowed free speech by YouTube and Google are those that agree with, quote, local health authorities or the WHO, in other words, with government. He said, I emphasize the word authorities because of its fundamental meaning, someone in charge who must be obeyed, not because they know more, but because they are in charge. No one else is allowed to speak. If you wish to dispute these authorities, their and their minions' answer will be shut up. An action hostile at its core to free speech in the First Amendment. Folks, it is hostile to the entire concept of Western civilization. You cannot have scientific inquiry or questioning of anything with this type of environment. LifeSite News was prepared, and that's good. Some of us weren't. We didn't know we were going to have. There was no hint given that they had been working behind the scenes to deprive us of our ability to make a living after making them a hell of a lot of money. And then they went after Gina Carano. I didn't know who she was. I'd seen references to her because she was conservative and supported Trump. She's a Texan. The Washington Examiner's Emma Colton had a piece this week. Gina Carano says she's not the only one that's ever been bullied by this company after firing from Disney's Mandalorian series. She said, I've been through so much, and I've seen so much now, clearly, of the bullying that's taking place. And I saw it before. I'm not the only one that's ever been bullied by this company, and I know that so deeply. She's speaking of Disney. I could share a story which would turn things around in the media, but I can't because it would sell out a friend. Yeah, that's where a lot of us sit. Everyone's afraid of losing their job, she told Ben Shapiro in his show. Carano was fired by Lucasfilm, which produces the popular Mandalorian series, it's a Star Wars spinoff, earlier this month after comparing the treatment of Republicans today. Really, she didn't say Republicans. She didn't say Republicans. She said the treatment of anyone with whom you disagree. She had an anti-hate speech post. I thought the left loved that. Anyway, reading this piece in the Examiner. After the treatment of people to treatment of Jews in Nazi Germany in an Instagram post that's since been deleted. Carano, you can read the whole thing. Zimmerman has it at BehindTheBlack.com because this is one of the today's blacklisted American features. And he puts the whole thing there. We discussed it in this interview that I've now posted. There's a long-form interview now up at the podcast page, and I'll give you some snippets from that in a moment. Carano, who's a former MMA fighter, has been a supporter of former President Trump, voiced views against face masks and these muzzles, and signaled that she believes there was fraud in the election. She added during the interview Sunday with Ben Shapiro that she could feel for months that she was targeted and was facing a possible firing from the show. By the way, AM 580 in Lubbock runs that Ben Shapiro show on Saturday mornings at some point. It's a good show. You know how boxers headhunt sometimes and forget to go for the body? I feel like Disney or Lucasfilm or whoever it is, just certain people at that company, I feel like I've been being headhunted. They've been all over me and they've been watching me like a hawk, and I'm watching people on the same production and they can say everything they want, and that's where I had a problem. I had a problem because I wasn't going along with the narrative, Carano said. She added she was also accidentally sent an email from a Disney employee after her social media post. Quote, they accidentally sent me an email, which was very enlightening. So I knew they were paying attention. I know there were some people who went to bat for me, but I know they didn't win out at the end. Despite the pushback over her conservative views on social media, she said she was going to go down swinging and stay true to herself. Good. Quote, I was prepared at any point to be let go because I've seen this happen to so many people. I've seen the looks on their faces. I've seen the bullying that takes place. And so when this started, they point their guns at you, and you know it's only a matter of time. I've seen it happen to so many people, and I just thought to myself, you're coming for me. I know you are. They're making it very obvious through their employees who were coming for me. And so I was like, I'm going to go down swinging, and I'm going to stay true to myself. She partnered with Shapiro's Daily Wire after her firing, and they're going to make a movie. She says it's a dream come true. She reflected on how she felt when Shapiro contacted her after her firing, saying she could not buckle under Hollywood's pressure. When you called, talking about Shapiro's called, my body's still shaking. It's devastating, but the thought of this happening to anybody else, especially to somebody who could not handle this the way I can, no, they don't get to do that. They don't get to make people feel like that. And if I buckle, it'll make it okay for these companies who have a history of lying to be lying and to do this to other people, and they've done it to other people, and I'm not going to go down without a fight, she said. Well, she could be talking about that to a bunch of prevaricators that run around and tell all the advertisers and people completely different stories, all of which so far I've heard back from people are false. She could be talking about any of these big companies. You know what? You think this blacklisting isn't as bad as it sounds? Folks, the father of our country, George Washington, and the savior of the Union, and the man who went to bat to end slavery, they've been trying to blacklist them. Zimmerman reported in his series on the San Francisco School Board. They voted in January to rename 44 schools named after traditional figures, including Lincoln and Washington. And how in the world in San Francisco enough Americans stood up to stop this, I don't know, but they did. They have halted the effort to rename these schools that are named after George Washington and others. But board members there had concluded that they were racists, and thus they couldn't have a school named after them. And they'll probably go back and do it again at some point. But their spokeswoman said they're going to focus on reopening classroom for in-person learning and called the months-long controversy about renaming school one of the many distracting debates. That's right. They don't even have the school open, but they can sit there and spend all their time as a school board working on renaming schools that are named after people that enemies of freedom dislike. Folks, all of Western culture is in trouble. Let me give you just a little sample before we take a break. Let me give you a little sample of our long-form interview you can hear up at prattontexas.com with Bob Zimmerman on blacklisted Americans. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Yes, absolutely right. In fact, this whole modern safe spaces triggering concept coming out of academia, of all places, is totally opposed to what freedom is all about, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech means you have the right to offend people. People who get offended, it's their tough luck. They've got to deal with the offense and either argue back and convince that the offense was incorrect or maybe rethink.
More snippets from the interview in a moment. You can listen to the full interview at at prattontexas.com. The podcast is embedded right there under the post or over at the Podcaster's podcast page. Don't forget that Podomatic has an app that you can put on, but it also shares our podcast with a bunch of other services, and I know some people are getting them through those services. I'm still not up to speed on that. I just have all of my hands are full at every moment at the moment, and I'll learn more as time goes on. We'll be back in a moment on Pride on Texas.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
At Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats, with chicken being all natural and hormone-free. The same for the exclusive Meyer Natural Angus beef, as well as Snake River Farms American Kobe-style beef. Fish is flown in fresh 3 times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all 5 stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse. Today's Pride on Texas podcast is sponsored by LubbockWebGuy.com. That's LubbockWebGuy, WEBGUY.com, LubbockWebGuy.com. Founded by local resident Chase Powell, LubbockWebGuy has been providing custom websites and digital marketing solutions for the West Texas community for over 15 years, specializing in custom websites, Google My Business optimization, search engine optimization, pay-per-click campaigns, and content creation. They build websites that build local business. Well, let me tell you how I came about, Chase. After the big prevaricators, just without any explanation still, by the way, canceled the time brokerage agreement I had with their company, my firm had with them, I've just been blown away how many of our sponsors and people, I haven't been calling people, but they all called me and said, oh, we've canceled everything. And then people I don't even know. At least three different businesses that contacted me directly told me that they canceled their web hosting work that apparently Town Square Media, you know, they've spent more time worried about websites than they have their own and others, than they have what's on the air for the last many years. Three different people said they canceled their hosting and web work with them. And one of our sponsors called me and said, hey, LubbockWebGuy.com, that they do ours and they do a good job. And he's already picked up some of your listeners. Well, I got in touch with Chase. I knew about his business. He's been around a long time. Don't know him well, but I know that he takes care of the business websites for quite a few folks in Lubbock and does a good job. And so I just want you to know, Chase Powell, if you want to have your website hosted by a professional that's not some big leftist corporation or, you know, dishonest company or whatever they are, you've got an option in the Lubbock area, LubbockWebGuy.com. Chase Powell, get in touch with him. Tell him Pratt sent you, LubbockWebGuy.com. Sponsoring today's Pratt on Texas podcast.
He's a bullfrog with a bullhorn, and he's not afraid to use it. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back. So Bob Zimmerman sat down with me for a lengthy interview about the blacklisting of Americans and how egregious it's been and becoming. It's getting worse. This is a threat to all of Western civilization. He actually talked about that what happened to me from these folks at KFYO Radio and Lubbock and Town Square Media was the inspiration to turn this into a daily series. So here's what he had to say about that.
Well, first, so people understand, what happened to you almost inspired this idea of mine. I had already been posting a few other examples of people being blackballed and blacklisted. I don't like cancel. It's a new word that devalues the horror of this. So I use blacklisted or blackballed. But I had been posting a few. And when you were blacklisted and canceled, your show canceled, I posted it up and then decided, you know, there's so much of this. I'm just going to make it a regular feature. And I'm going to call it Today's Blacklisted American. And I don't really actually discuss the politics or the policies in this post. My focus is a person who has been who is being attacked and destroyed merely because they expressed their opinions. And this is supposed to be a free nation. People should have that freedom.
Bob Zimmerman went on to talk about how the media and everyone and businesses, worse than the media, businesses are treating Twitter is if it truly represents their customer base or the world, and it doesn't. Now, Bob makes some comments about nobody I know is on Twitter, and they may be true for him. It is true that most people I know don't use Twitter. If they do, they just use it to look at something. But we all know a few people are on there all the time, wasting time going back and forth, or actually using it for a business purpose. I mean, we send out the teas of the show via Twitter as long as they don't cancel us. But I don't follow anything or read the replies or even really look at any of it other than that. But he's right. It's utterly amazing how businesses, forget the media, they're stupid people anyway, mostly made up of people who can't do anything else and never have in their lives. Businesses think that a bunch of complaints on Twitter are serious and representative, and they're making dumb decisions. In fact, as I point out, I point out in the long form interview, they've thrown out the entire history of customer service, that the customer is always right till you go investigate. Oh, no. A Twitter mob. And Bob says, you know, a Twitter attack's a mob. But, you know, so much of this stuff's just automated bots or pressure group members that just get a, you know, they get a notice to send it in here. And
It's shocking that this long into all of this, that so many businesses, whether they be small businesses or large corporations or whatever, don't understand how ridiculous this is. This is just a little piece of that discussion from our long-form interview that you can find there at prideontexas.com.
Normal people are not on Twitter. They're not on Twitter. And so the normal general population, which is what counts, is not doing this. So businesses of all kinds, to pay attention to a Twitter complaint is absurd, because no one is participating in this. None of your customers are part of this.
I am as mystified as is Zimmerman about this Twitter stuff. And in the long form interview, I talk about it. I simply can't understand, as a person that's always been focused on the customer, the audience, the individual customer, the whatever, all my life, that's always the focus, because you have no business without that. All the other stuff only comes after you create and please a customer. And I don't understand this. These businesses, the way they're treating Twitter mob attacks, turning on their own other customers and stuff. It's extraordinarily odd. And then we talked a little bit about social media, since Twitter's that. I thought I'd go to that next. The COVID panic and what I mentioned about Zimmerman saying this is a form of mob rule with our current technological situation.
Well, that's getting back to what I said about social media. People have been assimilated by their social media, and they just somehow accept what it sells them. And the whole COVID panic was an example of that in my mind.
Oh, yes.
I could not understand why people were going so bug-eyed crazy in terror over this flu-like disease. It's not a mortal disease. It'll kill you only if you're really sick from other things, as a general rule.
Yeah.
And to panic like that over it, to shut down society, I couldn't understand it. And then I thought, yeah, this is because everybody's watching their smartphone and they're seeing panic, 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 and they're panicking instead of thinking like a person and saying, wait a minute, let's use our brain. And this is a very bad thing culturally, because it's mob rule.
After that, since this is Pratt on Texas, I had to bring up the firing of actress Gina Carano, and Zimmerman addresses that. She's not the only one. You know, they're going after another Pratt, Chris Pratt, who seems to be a fairly normal guy with Christian values, very successful actor. I heard some officials saying he's toast really soon. I mean, they're just looking for anything. And they don't always come out and tell you they're doing that. I mean, they didn't in my case, and I still don't know what the thing is. They won't tell. But Chris Pratt's one of them. Gina Carano is a Texan, and so we certainly want to cover that. This is a little bit from the long-form interview on blacklisting of Americans with Bob Zimmerman, talking about the firing by Disney of Gina Carano from her starring role in one of the Star Wars spinoffs.
It's really fascinating, because the point she was making was that blacklisting and a Holocaust occurred because the Nazis made the Jews a target of hate, a scapegoat,
right,
among ordinary people, so that everybody was hating them, and that made it very easy for them to round the Jews up and kill them. Well, so she says that. And she says, don't hate someone you don't know or disagree with. Give them a chance. Be an open-minded.
Right.
Don't let the hate mongers rule. What does Disney do? It does exactly what the Nazis wanted the public to do during the 30s. It decides to blacklist her, fire her.
You can put your head in the sand if you want. You can go with this idea that, well, you know, it's a private employer. They have a right to fire you. They don't have a right to fire you for holding views of conscience and political views. Even the law doesn't allow that. Many years ago, when I was a Republican chairman, and in another county I was assisting another chairman, an employee of a phone company was recruited to run for office. His bosses gathered up and threatened him with everything, including his job. That was highly illegal. And I was able to help out. I knew the law, and I knew that the larger company would be shocked. So I simply called the corporate counsel at corporate headquarters, and that got put to bed real quick. But there's nothing new about this. People of all unions, everybody, all the intimidation groups, people who think they have a right to tell you what to believe or do, have long tried this. But nothing like this has happened. The closest thing we have is in the Cold War and the McCarthyites and the blacklisting in the entertainment industry. That was bad enough. But it was certainly more justified than this. This is American on American. We're not dealing with a foreign power that's dedicated to destroy us and Americans that are aiding and abetting it. This is American on American, and they're going after you for simply having mainstream views. I mean, for having an opinion. YouTube cancels and removes all the videos from the esteemed LifeSite News simply because they're concerned and have doctors and others and prelates in the church talking about abortive tissue being used in making some of these. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but they have doctors, medical doctors, people of esteem giving opinions. But the opinions disagree with local health authorities and the WHO. Well, the WHO is the UN, and Americans have absolutely nothing, no reason to ever kowtow to that organization. And local health authorities, folks, they're talking about government. That was their statement. If it differs from what the spokesman for government says or a government agency says, then it's not allowed. This is the death of Western civilization. When I talk about how silly it is when even our friends get out and say, violence never does anything, freedom wins out, that's not inciting violence. That's pointing out historically how stupid and vapid those statements are. There is no real freedom that's ever come in a significant way anywhere that wasn't won through some form of violence or another, because those who are anti-freedom, they don't just give up. People don't want to intellectualize these things and think about them. They are, when they do that, when they refuse to think and they just get afraid of saying things and they go along with it, sitting around still participating with these people, they're collaborators. They're collaborators in the destruction of everything that's basic to Americans and to the much larger issue of Western civilization. It is that serious. And on that somber note, long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.